I got a chance to drive through Alamogordo the other day when KRWG had a coffee break and visit there, and it brought back a lot of good childhood memories driving by the zoo. Glad to see it has reopened.
Yeah, so it is back open to the public, and they have some great new exhibits and some, I don't know any other way to put it, some interesting new friends for everyone to go check out.
Can you elaborate?
Yes, I can. So the zoo has added, for your viewing pleasure, a chameleon, a crested gecko, a frilled dragon, which is my favorite, so if you get a chance to stop by and check him out, a hognose and Honduran milk snakes. There's about 18 new exhibits. They are open to the public, and the zoo is located at 1021 North White Sands Boulevard, and the park is open from 9 a.m. to noon.
Okay, thanks for that. And a big crime story dominating the news, but not a lot of information yet. Tell us what you know about the shooting in La Luz.
It appears that the Otero County Sheriff is investigating an alleged homicide-suicide. Now, what we don't know at the moment are the names or the identities of the two persons, but they did confirm, the Otero County Sheriff did confirm, that they entered a residence on Brazil Lane on Thursday of last week, and they found two bodies. A autopsy will be conducted before a final report is issued.
All right. Now, some findings out from the audit of the Alamogordo Public School District. What do we know?
Correct. So we know that the Alamogordo Public Schools received 8 audit findings. That's down from 17 in the previous fiscal year. Audit findings, for those who aren't familiar, are simply notations from the auditor saying here are areas of concern and or for improvement. We know that, for example, APS had an audit finding regarding salaries. So some salaries were being paid out in advance of the worked hours. Now, that was a red flag for the auditors. In addition, they found that there might be an issue with, well, that there was an issue with transportation, which was moved in-house last year. So audit included the need to segregate duties pertaining to accounting software as well. What we do know is that APS says they are on top of all of those findings and will be presenting solutions to them sooner rather than later.
Moving from the Alamogordo Public Schools to some capital outlay money from the state that will be coming to a very special school there in Alamogordo. Tell us about that.
The close of the legislative sessions means that we have some confirmation on capital outlay monies to go towards projects in Otero County and Alamogordo and Otero County communities. Now, what we did find out was that there is nearly $1 million allocated to the New Mexico School for the Blind and Visually Impaired for renovations of the Tapia building. And we also know that an additional $900,000 will go to that same school for the construction of dorms and replacement and renovations there. There are tons of other capital investments being made in Otero County. For example, Tularosa Police will receive $225,000 for new vehicles. In Cloudcroft, $820,000 has been allocated for recreational equipment. And in Mescalero, the Apache Data Center and Server Room will get $350,000 for some updates.
All right. Well, thanks for that update, Jessica.
It was my pleasure. Look forward to next week.